Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy March 31st, y'all.
Here we are.
3 months down.
End of the month. Isn't that crazy?
It's been three full months of daily devotional podcasts.
Aw.
How do you feel?
I love it.
It's like 90 days. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
We're jacked about it. We hope that you're also jacked about it. We can tell you're jacked about it because we can see the back end of how the podcast is doing. So we're excited.
That gets AKA us pumped. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, baby, you want to hop into today's devotional?
Yes, you guys. This one, I just have a feeling it's going to be a good one. We are reading out of Colossians 2, verses 14 through 15. And the devotional is titled, Jesus Paid the Price. And it says, He canceled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, He disarmed the spiritual rulers and authority. He shamed them publicly by His victory over them on the cross. The love letter from God says, Beloved child, it is finished. My son, your Savior, paid the price for everything you have ever done and will ever do. He loved you by giving up His life, and now, because He lives, my spirit lives in you. Don't feel guilty for what's happened. Instead, celebrate your new life. You can't change what was, but you can certainly accept my free gift of a new beginning. I love you, and when I see you, I see a beautiful creation who is called to do great things. Walk in freedom that has been given to you, because all is forgiven and you are free. Love your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, Can you imagine being sentenced to die for your guilt? But right before the judgment is carried out, Jesus walks in and says He will take the punishment for what you have done wrong. This is exactly what happened at the cross. You don't have to die for your sin. You can be free and live. The treasure of truth says, the cross made a way for us to be forgiven.
This just makes me think of this phrase that I say a lot. I wonder if you can guess which phrase. And if you get it wrong, that's totally fine.
I don't know.
You have no idea?
No.
This phrase I love, I use it quite frequently, especially whenever we're trying to pay for someone's dinner.
Oh, don't steal my blessing.
Don't steal my blessing. Mm-hmm. And as I was listening to you read that, I couldn't help but feel like how often we try to steal God's blessing. Mm. You know, yeah. Whenever we try to earn our salvation,
right?
We try to justify His decision to justify us.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so, man, I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you all. So sorry if I have. If there's an echo in the room, let me know. But, I remember my mom was actually really sick at the time. She had skin cancer and she had cut out of her chest. And there was a period where she would like call me or text me from her bedroom. And I was on the other side of the house and she would ask me to go turn on her light, turn on the fan, whatever, get soup or whatever it may be. Right. And I was totally happy to help. And my mom, being the amazing mother she was, she would say, Hey, I'm so sorry. I can't do this myself. Thank you for doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. But like, I would say to her like, Hey, you don't have to explain why you can't do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain that to me. I understand. And I'm happy to bless you. Yeah. I'm happy to serve you. Right. Right. And so I later on, as I became a believer, I eventually kind of understood that phrase of don't steal my blessing, because right. whenever there's a transaction of someone giving something to someone, there's a transaction, right? Mm-hmm. And basically there is someone who gives something to someone else, and the person who receives feels blessed. And then also the person who is the one giving also feels blessed.
Right.
Because God says you are more blessed to give than you are to receive. So yeah. There's two things happening there. Mm-hmm. And I think we forget about how great it feels when we receive
right. yeah.
God's blessing, how great He feels mm-hmm. when we receive His blessing. And we should not try to steal that from Him by trying to justify ourselves with our own religious works.
Yeah. I mean, it just reminds me of, you know, we talk about this so often, but acting from a place of redemption and mm-hmm. not working for redemption. And I think it's just something, honestly, in our culture and our DNA where we want to be like, oh, I did wrong and I want to make it right. But it's so cool. Like, Jesus already made it right. And I feel like if you watched our video on YouTube, the Getting Past Your Past video, that was something I don't think I really got until Chad and I were married. And he had to sit me down and very kindly say, hey, sweetheart, you don't need to do this to be redeemed. What Jesus did on the cross already redeemed you. And it was just like this light bulb that went off in my head. And I was like, wow, I feel like my whole life I've felt like I needed to work for something or to earn something. And we can't earn this. Like, Jesus already did it. And it's all we can do is just receive this free gift and act out of thankfulness for it.
Yeah. And there's such a big difference between trying to show someone that you deserve something that they gave you or showing someone how grateful you are that they gave you that, right? Where if someone gives you a car, you can show them, oh, I'm going to show you I deserve this car. Thank you so much. Or you can do the same things, but do it from a heart where I just want to show them how thankful I am.
Yeah.
And it's two totally different perspectives that achieve the same thing.
Right, right.
You know, right? It's the same type of work. So anyways, do you want to pray on out, babe?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us, Lord. We are dead in our sins without you, without Christ. And so, Lord, thank you for paying the price for us, that we can be in relationship with you, that you sacrificed your son. I mean, wow, I pray that all of us just sit in that for a second and actually really think about what happened on Calvary, Lord. The fact that Jesus literally died for our sins and then was raised back to life, and now your spirit indwells within us, it just gives me chills and makes me want to tear up because of how good a God you are. And so, Lord, I pray as we walk forward today, we would walk forward in gratefulness, in thankfulness, Lord, in your grace. And I just pray that every step we take, every conversation, just reflects your goodness, God. And I just pray that everything we do shows you how thankful we are for what you've done for us. And so, Lord, I just want to open up the floor for our listeners to pray, and Chad and I will be praying in agreement with them.
Still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to this daily devotional. I almost want to say this week's.
Yeah.
But thank you for tuning in for today's daily devotional, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to y'all next month.
Oh my gosh. I guess you were just fooling me. April Fools.
Oh, okay. I see ya.
Sorry. Anyways, bye. Gotta
bye,
go.
Bye, guys.